Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
That was the sickest thing I have ever seen in a WWE ring. Oh my god.
What are you talking about?
In an NXT ring.
Matt Riddle's feet?
Yes.
That's
disgusting, guys. Unless you're at a beach or on vacation, put some shoes on. Seriously. No, that the way they ended the show.
I can't believe they did.
Oh god. We were all screaming like, no!
Yeah. Don't do it!
Don't hurt our favorite two wrestlers.
You're gonna end right. Both of your careers.
Right. God. If we forget, Ciampa just had neck surgery.
Yes.
I do like how they set those tables up like 15 minutes earlier.
Right.
And then finally paid it off because they teased it so many times.
Right.
That was just...
And we didn't want them to pay off that way.
How does WWE not do anything remotely close to this? They have four matches. Four. Yeah. All were great matches. Man. Two of them were amazing matches.
Yeah, two were amazing.
Like, why can't they do a little bit of this? Shane jumps off the cage at a WrestleMania. Once out of every 7 years, they have a cool moment like that.
Right.
NXT is every single pay-per-view that they do. And it's good. And it's amazing. And it's jaw-dropping. And it's a story. And it's something that you want to see more of.
Yeah.
You can't wait for NXT next week.
I know.
Aftermath.
And does this mean...
A genuine surprise.
Does this mean Kevin Owens is NXT now?
Yeah, I don't know, but these are questions that we have. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. When you watch a WWE pay-per-view, you're not going, ooh, who is this guy? And what's he aligned to? And what's he going to say? You go, oh, that ended. Can't wait to see nothing happen on Raw. Here we're like, is Kevin Owens best friends with Ciampa? Is he on the NXT roster? Who is he going to fight for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
We don't know any of these answers.
Maybe he's still on Team Raw tomorrow and then he turns on Raw.
Oh, because no one on Raw watches NXT?
With NXT.
They didn't realize this happened?
Yes, they didn't watch.
Especially Vince.
Right. Well, no, it could just be, look, the Undisputed Era jumped me on Raw. You know, Triple H gave me that whole speech. So it was the obvious... It was the obvious pick.
Right. Yeah, because we still don't... I mean, again, what is a five-person team?
Yes.
So if it's these four, then they just need to add someone.
Riddle.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can I change? Oh, it's right here. Perfect. it's a hell of a team.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a team.
Let's get it started. First, we have the pre-show... And it starts with them saying that someone attacked Mia Yim backstage, which took her out of the War Games match. Mm. And Dakota Kai was going to go with Mia in the ambulance, but Rhea Ripley grabbed her arm and said, "You're in." Dakota was like, "No, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared." And Rhea's like, "Yeah, you're fine. Let's just get the fuck in the thing." So,
I mean, there's some
injury.
There's a bit of like a seed planting there with like.
Well,
oh, you want me now?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there is some of that attitude.
Right.
Well, that's like, the amazing Josh, thing
Josh, I'm
going to
pick
NXT.
Andrew. Oh, Andrew, you don't want it? Okay, Josh, I'm picking you. No. Aww. You didn't pick me.
Well, yeah, I mean,
fuck
it was...
Fuck you, Joe.
Just I like it, I'm saying. Like, again, this is telling a fucking story.
I thought maybe they were going to swerve us because they made it so obvious.
So obvious.
For weeks that she was going to turn on them at some point.
But that's okay. Sometimes things are obvious in wrestling.
I know.
But we still want them.
It was still great. We'll
I mean, there was a period of like, I would say the whole Attitude Era, we almost knew every single time who was going to win WrestleMania or the Royal Rumble or this match or that match. But it was still okay. It was still okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can know something's going to happen and then it's still amazing.
Yeah. So in the pre-show, we have Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Angel Garza, and Garza got the win. And then on to the takeover, the first ever women's War Games.
Ooh.
Io Shirai and Candice LeRae start the match, and they have a nice back and forth. First two go 5 minutes, and then after that, it's 3 minutes every time. So Bianca Belair comes in next, and she powerbombs Candice multiple times, including one into the cage. Poor Candice, she's just like her husband. She takes all the abuse.
Takes a beating.
Yeah. Ripley gets in next, and she brings trash cans, kendo sticks, and a ton of chairs. And the crowd was chanting for tables, but that wasn't on the menu for this match.
No, it was not.
And then they booed her after that. She was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I like that she's, even though she's a face, she's still like, whatever. Yeah. Still do what I want.
She's badass.
And then Ripley slammed Belair face first onto a trash can. Later, they were all on the turnbuckle, and Rhea threw Io Belair and even Candace off, and they landed on just a bunch of chairs. And then right after that, Belair hit Ripley with a 450 splash off the top rope.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's tall. Yes. That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
Why haven't we seen this before? I don't think we have.
Right. Maybe she's done it a takeover. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Maybe it's been a while. Yeah.
That's awesome. With her hair and everything, it looks so good.
I know. Dakota Kai is next up, but she gets out of the car. She gets out of the shark cage, turns around, and then kicks Tegan Nox in the face. And then she proceeds to destroy Nox's surgically repaired knee, which means Nox has to at least kayfabe be out for a couple months.
Right.
When you say destroy, I don't think you're using that word right.
Slamming her leg into
disintegrate.
I mean, so many strikes. It took so many people to pull her off of her.
Yeah. She beat the living fuck out of Tegan Nox.
Right.
I kind of liked how over they did this. Like, they went over and above.
Yeah, she needed this. She definitely did.
Yeah.
Because she was always like the pussy girl. She was like the Bayley of NXT.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I'm afraid. And now she's kind of more badass than Bayley.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is better than anything Bayley's done since turning heel.
True.
So refs try to stop her. Even William Regal comes out, but she shoves him away and he's pissed. That's one thing we forgot to put on. We usually have is, does William Regal appear? And he did this time.
That probably would have changed the scorecards.
Well, you don't know what you would have said.
I think I would have chosen right.
And then like, it's usually like, for an additional 2 points, does he scream War Games? I would have also said yes.
So. He's usually not, like, for the most part. Like, right. You know?
He's not.
Yeah.
I think that's why we took it off, because it was like, well, this is kind of a wasted question. He's never on.
Yeah. So eventually,
Dakota, you bitch, you're no longer a part of War Games!
Right. So eventually Dakota leaves and Nox cannot compete. So Shayna then gets out of her shark cage and slowly walks to the ring, knowing her team has a 4-2 advantage.
Why wasn't she able to come to the ring?
I think
Regal still part of the team.
Disqualified.
The refs told her to leave, and they were like, Dakota, fucking leave. And she's like, all right.
All right.
After beating up Tegan Nox, she now listens to Regal?
She's already done. Yeah. She still hates Shayna. She's not joining Shayna like, you know, I thought she might.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, it's just like, you didn't want me on this team, you fucks.
No, fine. Josh, because 5-on-2 would be absolutely ridiculous to overcome that.
I do say I love Shayna during this. She was
Shayna's slow walk and cockiness.
So smug. It was beautiful.
This was the best Shayna's ever looked.
Yeah.
Right.
Her walk to the cage.
Best acting for sure. Best acting.
For Shayna. Best acting for Shayna.
Correct. Best acting Shayna's ever done. No. So she gets in. Candace hits Shayna with a lion salt and goes for the pin, but Belair hits Candace with a trash can. Io hits her moonsault off the top rope on Candace, but Ripley breaks it up. Belair whips Ripley with her hair, but then Candace hits her with a kendo stick. And then Io and Candace start climbing the cage. Kaylee Ray gets under Candace, and she's standing on the top rope. So Candace gives her a poison rana off the top rope. Like, holy shit.
Beautiful.
If you thought that was amazing. After that, Io moonsaults off the top of the cage.
It's so sick.
Onto Candace and Belair.
Oh.
You knew it was either going to be her or Candace.
Just amazing.
That jumped off.
Fucking backflip.
Yeah. In the end, Shayna locks Ripley in the Kira Fuda clutch. But Ripley gets out of it, handcuffs herself to Shayna.
So smart.
And then slams Shayna through 2 chairs and gets the win. So they overcome the 4-2 advantage.
4-on-2. Was it too much to overcome?
No, because I think they did it well. Like, Io took Io, it's Io's fault. She took herself and Belair out of the match.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's true.
It was her mistake.
So it really just became a Rhea versus Shayna
1-on-1.
Yeah. Right. And then after the match, Johnny Gargano tweeted, "Yeah, you can just call me Candice LeRae's husband from now on."
Jeez. I mean,
that's smart branding.
No, that's awesome.
That was great.
I didn't know he said that. That's pretty
because
awesome.
People always call her Johnny Gargano's wife.
Yeah.
He's like, now it's different.
Johnny LeRae.
But again, good for the women. They fucking killed it in the first ever War Games
women's match. War Games, yeah.
Because, you know, like WWE did the Money in the Bank, the, you know, Money in the Bank women's match, and it was underwhelming.
Well,
they've done the WWE, they did the Hell in a Cell, which started great, and then it sucked.
Like, this needs to be their WrestleMania, these war games.
Right.
They're just...
It's great.
It's too good.
They killed it.
It's too good. It's destruction.
Yeah.
It's mayhem.
See, but it's like it's just so enough fun. Carnage and destruction. Like, Full Gear was too much, especially in the final match. This was just right. This was the Goldilocks equivalent of the, you know, the middle bear.
I lost you on that, Josh, but it was a great match. Next up.
What are we talking about Full Gear for?
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, they probably...
kind of reminds me of like a bowl of porridge, right? Jesus.
They, yeah, I mean, the Full Gear match, they could have ended it 20 different times.
I understand. I'm just saying. See, Andrew got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Try my best. So next up, we have Damian Priest versus Killian Dane versus Pete Dunne. Winner gets to fight Adam Cole.
Bam, bam.
You know, at Survivor Series. Dane gave Dunne a Falcon Arrow, and he sat on Priest's chest at the same time. Mm-hmm. This match was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, for sure.
It was really good. Priest gave Dunne a razor's edge on the announce table, mm-hmm. but it didn't break.
Okay. It should have... There was intent there, and the intent was that he was supposed to break it. It'll come into play later.
It didn't break. Dane gave...
It will not come into play.
Dane gave Priest a cannonball through a barricade.
Cannonball.
Dane was on the second rope, but Priest grabbed him and gave Dane a razor's edge, and Dunne broke up the pin. All right, cool. He does the razor's edge now. I'm fine with that.
Right. Absolutely.
Someone should do it.
Sure.
And then later, Dane had a funny like pass out to break up a Priest pin on Dunne. Like, right. He was like leaning against the ropes, and then he just fell. The ref was like, one, two, and then he just fell back and broke it up. And then Dunne hit Priest with the Bitter End. Dane broke it up with a senton. After that, Dunne jumped on Dane's back, put him in a sleeper hold, put Dane to sleep, and then Dane fell on Priest, and then Dunne pinned Priest for the win.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nice little ending. Very pleasant match. Surprisingly fun.
Yeah. It was just it was an obvious win for Dunne because he was the only face in the match.
Right. And he came out a lot healthier than someone else in the final match that he's going to face.
That's true. That's
healthier.
A good point. Cole's going to have to sell that. Yeah, Josh just made
did you say that?
No, it was actually Josh.
I'm just saying.
No, Eric's
I'm just
here.
Saying I'm the only one that hasn't filled out a scorecard yet, and maybe I should.
Did you say yet?
Yet.
You're going to pick Pete. You're going to pick Pete Dunne to beat Adam Cole?
Bebe.
No, that's true. Yeah, Dunn's going to be, or Cole's going to
be so much
wrapped up selling those injuries.
Cesaro's type tape.
Chest, beard will be wrapped up. Everything.
Right. It'd be like,
Britt Baker will come
be like
out
Adam
up.
Cole. Should do one of those.
Like the Rusev.
Baby.
Like the Rusev.
Yeah.
Fucking funniest thing he's ever done when he does his Rusev. Ah, he comes out and goes, ah. Yeah.
Right.
So good.
Boom. So next up we have Matt Riddle versus Finn Balor. The only one versus one match. The only singles match.
It was slightly underwhelming.
In my opinion. It was. There was nothing wrong
good
with
match.
The match.
Yeah.
But they
worst
definitely...
match on the card.
But I mean it's weird to say. I mean it was still good.
It's NXT.
Still really good. Balor went for a Pele kick, but Riddle countered with an ankle lock. Later, Riddle hit a spear and a jackhammer back to back, and Balor kicked out. So
that's funny.
I mean, this match is definitely happening now, right? Riddle Goldberg.
Yeah, hasn't he been
I just
him?
Hope that McMahon is smart enough to put the right guy over.
You know he's not.
Or Triple H is smart enough to give McMahon some sleeping pills. Before he... All right, WrestleMania's starting. Vince is taking a nap. That's cool. Anyway, guys, here's the sheet that Vince wanted done. Yeah, a lot of changes on here. You damn right there are.
Just go ahead and slip in some
poison.
You know?
Oh, man.
This is going to happen at the next Saudi Mania,
look,
right?
I think Riddle...
Maybe.
If they can just improve his mic skills a little bit, make them more targeted, like meaningful, Riddle could be the next big, big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In wrestling,
I'm
almost completely sold on him. He's a big guy. He's athletic as hell. He's got the look. You know what I mean? Fans love him. Yeah.
He also hit a GTS in this match in Chicago. Yeah. So, of course, there you go.
Like a Ciampa, Gargano, Riddle, triple threat for the WWE title at WrestleMania. Tell me you wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, this is the greatest match I've seen for a title since Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold. Mm. You know what I mean? Like something like that needs to happen.
At WrestleMania or NXT?
Yeah, WrestleMania. No, for the WWE title.
I don't think it would go well.
Excuse me?
On the main roster television?
If we let Triple H book it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right, okay. Well, yeah,
who else would book it? Or Shawn Michaels?
All right, so back to reality. Get out of fantasy land.
Oops, there goes gravity.
Balor went for the coup de grace, but it's not his move, and it's not his finisher anymore. Riddle moved and countered with a submission. Balor got out of it, and then he hit his new DDT finisher for the win.
Yeah, the 1965.
1916 in some order?
Pretty sure it was the 1960 DDT.
Woodrow Wilson.
I'm Googling it right now.
Nope.
And there's nothing.
I think it's 1916.
1960. It's 1916.
Bam! Bam!
Yeah.
See, Josh is right again. I'm just saying.
1916, yeah.
Josh is right a lot.
Why is it called the 1916?
Right. It was something Scottish. I don't remember. Is that the... Oh, yeah. There you go. Bloody Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Finn Balor renames Bloody Sunday to the more WWE-friendly...
That's 1916.
This was in 2016, so I guess he did it in a match in 2016.
I told you that used to be his finisher. No one believes.
It wasn't his finisher in WWE.
No, in NXT.
In NXT.
No one believes.
Okay. I guess NXT then.
Yeah.
We didn't watch it back then, we'll admit that.
All right.
So knowledgeable.
Yes. Yeah. You're on a roll, so maybe don't talk anymore. All right, for the main event, obviously, what?
For his first year in NXT, Finn Balor used the coup de grace as his finishing move. And then he added the devastating Bloody Sunday. Mm. Yeah, so there you go.
All right, so finally we have men's war games.
Ugh. War games.
Ciampa came out last wearing like an evil hockey mask / Shredder. It was like a combination of Shredder and Jason. And then he took it off and he had cool war paint on his face.
It looked amazing.
And he got in the cage first. With his crutch, Roderick Strong wouldn't get in until Ciampa gave it up. So he's like, here, fuck you, take the crutch. I don't care. Strong got in the cage and then threw the crutch out of the ring. Fucking asshole. Ciampa and Strong had a nice 5-minute match, but then Kyle O'Reilly got in the cage and they beat up Ciampa for 3 minutes. But then Dominik Dijakovic came out and dominated. Then we have Bobby Fish. Then Keith Lee, who destroyed, did a lot of cool shit. Then finally, Adam Cole came out and brought 5 tables in the ring. Mm. He also set up a 6th table against the barricade, which when he tried to get in to the ring, Ciampa pushed him through the table. And then, you know, obviously they fight for a few more minutes. Then the final timer counts down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, you know, all that. It hits 0. And at first, no one comes out. And they're like, oh, yeah. The Undisputer's like, yeah, no one. Fuck them. And then 30 seconds later, the music hits. And it's Kevin fucking Owens. Amazing. He gets in the ring. He hits a pop-up powerbomb right away.
Yeah.
Not the sit-down powerbomb that he's been doing lately.
Right.
The original pop-up powerbomb, which is way better. He even powerbombed one of them onto the other's back. Mm-hmm. It was fucking great. And then after that, Adam Cole put up the Undisputed Era hand gesture trying to get KO to join. He's like, come on, man. Come on, let's join. And then KO's like, KO acts like he's about to do it, but then he replied with a, suck it, bitch. And then he goes for a stunner.
He did the DX one, too.
Yeah.
Which, for some of us, that's the only way to do it. I don't think I've ever been like, sick, like this. Mm-hmm. It all started with suck it. Before right. DX was DX, Shawn Michaels and Triple H would be like, suck it, suck my dick. And then it became DX, but he went the full-on fucking...
That was Shawn the night after SummerSlam, I'm pretty sure, when he screwed Brett again.
Oh.
Or I guess that was the first time he screwed Brett.
Yeah.
Right. And then he just came out, he was like, yeah, he just kept doing that.
Suck it.
And then it became a thing.
Suck it.
Big Daddy Champ.
My dick.
So KO goes for stunner, Cole blocks it. Goes for a super kick. Owens blocks it and then hits a stunner, which is the exact finish of Stone Cold versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 14. So that was fucking awesome. And Kyle O'Reilly, I think it was him who broke up the pin.
I will say there's someone, I'm going to try to retweet it and find it when I get back downstairs, but someone put a GIF on loop of
both of them at the same time.
No, of Cole taking the stun and falling backwards. It's just amazing. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. It's beautiful.
Right.
He sold it perfectly.
Yeah. Later, Kevin Owens and Cole were on the steel in the middle of both rings, and Cole hit KO with a Panama Sunrise.
Oh, God, so many cool things. Painful. Even his crutch is the same design as his pants.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Everything about him just gets better and better.
Yeah.
Ciampa.
And then Dijakovic. So when they brought all those tables in the ring, I was like, they're all going to go through them at the same time, like Undisputed Era.
Close.
They went through them one at a time. And it was better this way because they did unique things every time. Like Dijakovic chokeslam strong through a table. O'Reilly hung off Dijakovic with an armbar, but then Dijakovic placed him on a table, and Kevin Owens frog splashed O'Reilly through it. And then after that, Keith Lee powerbombed Fish through a table. And then in the end, Ciampa and Cole were on the top of the cage. Cole always goes to the top of the cage in these war games. Like in the same spot, too. Right. But they're both on the top of the cage. And, you know, in the last Gargano-Cole match, they were both on the top and they fell off together. This time, Ciampa puts Cole on his back like a white noise.
Yep.
And he jumps off, sending them both through two tables, and then they did it so perfectly that Ciampa landed on top of Cole.
Yeah,
for the 1-2-3.
He stole my pass out for the win.
Yeah,
That's amazing.
Now, and after that, they cut to Britt Baker, AEW's Britt Baker.
Unbelievable! They cut to a dentist
looking horrified in the front row.
She had like her hands over her nose, like fuck.
Yeah,
I hope he's okay.
I don't think I can fuck him tonight. And Triple H must have been like, cut to her right now.
Yeah.
Cut to Britt Baker now.
Show her on our television now.
Yeah.
That's still something you'd think that they wouldn't want to do. I'm still surprised by it, but whatever.
Yeah. NXT's so cool, AEW wants to watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little shitty because maybe they think we'll get her in trouble now or something like that, but I don't think AEW cares.
But if you work for opposing companies... I mean, I would have said, Britt, you can't be in the crowd at NXT. I don't care. Like, go get a skybox or something. Like, you can't be in the crowd.
Right. Well, she chose. Just in case they show
you. Well, I think AEW lets you. WWE would not.
Right.
But we haven't seen Adam Cole in the front row of any Britt Baker match in AEW.
Correct.
You know?
Although, if she's going to go through a table like this, he might show up. Holy crap.
Maybe he has a box, like you said. You know, maybe he'll do a... Yeah.
So I just want to pose a question to y'all, since you guys are lifelong fans. Like, where does that finish rank in some of, like... I mean...
Yeah, like, I was thinking, like, if I put one... Okay. How is there a better finish than that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm curious.
Hogan's leg drop?
I don't know. My wrestling experience goes back like 5 years.
If you say just finish, yeah, I mean, it's definitely really up there. Because like Mankind off the top of the cell, that wasn't a finish.
Right.
It was probably the best spot ever. Mankind off the cell, I think, still number one in terms of best spot ever. Yeah. But like, you know, like, yeah, this is amazing. Okay. Obviously, it's fucking up there.
Well,
Jeff Hardy's gone off some pretty high ladders as well onto some crazy shit.
I'm mainly asking.
Off the ladder.
Yeah, the spear off the ladder.
An amazing move. Yeah. But like, if you, the good guy took the bad guy on the top of a cage through two tables and passed out and pinned him, it doesn't get any better than that.
You know.
It can't get any better than that. Any higher, they'd be dead.
Right.
There's no higher stakes than War Games. Right. It's the best. I don't know.
All right.
Andrew, I want you to find one. Stone Cold beating Shawn for his first title, but it just wasn't this. It was great. Shawn Michaels moonsaulting where Undertaker catches him. I don't know.
That's pretty good too.
There's some nice finishes out there, but.
Well, like Stone Cold passing out, like, because this was also a pass out finish.
Right. But Stone Cold lost when he passed out.
Well, I'm just saying, a finish.
Bret Hart.
Finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really a finish. That's like a.
This is a spot. It was one of the best spots ever, you know?
I'm mainly asking because if there is anything better, I mean, I probably should go back. You know, and look.
Just like the Cole Gargano, really.
Yeah, they Cole Gargano, except they stepped it up.
Right.
They stepped it up.
Oh God!
They went even more dangerous because Cole.
What are they gonna do next year?
Because Ciampa really didn't get to look. He just had to jump back. I'll tell you this, he does it right.
I've always thought. I'll not say said or did. Like I always thought in my head, there's nothing I wouldn't do if I was on WWE. If they said, "Okay, Joe, first match, you're jumping off Hell in the Cell onto these tables. Are there mats under the tables? Right. Yeah, like Shane. Okay, yeah, I think I can do it. I think I can do it. Okay, great. I wouldn't want to be Adam Cole.
Right.
Upside down right. with another man's hands holding your life in them. Like, he literally, that's you have so to tuck the head. He's got to tuck his head. Don't hit the neck wrong. Don't land wrong. What if a piece of the table shards into his lungs, into his neck, and murders him? Yeah. I don't know if I could do.
How much?
Keith Lee's going to put you on his back upside down and fall 15 feet.
That's the thing is Adam Cole won't really have to sell tomorrow.
No.
Because he's in legit pain right now.
Right.
He's got to be.
Yeah. I mean, and Ciampa has to land perfectly or else you break your own tailbone jumping that high off.
There's so many things that have to go right.
Yeah.
For that, it's amazing.
So I would go solid A. Solid A.
Yeah, yeah, A.
For this takeover.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure. Yeah, because it's not the A-plus of shows they've delivered before. But right.
We're splitting hairs at this point.
We are literally cutting them.
There's right. one hair and we split it.
We split it.
The difference from A to A-plus is pretty small.
Yeah, yeah, great
but
show.
But who is the... A show where no titles were defended either. You know, that's right. The other thing.
Yeah, right.
And it was fucking phenomenal.
Well, they were all on one team.
Right.
Plus Cena, yeah. That's crazy.
But the question is, who is the NXT prediction champion?
I don't know. All I know is I came late to watch it with you guys from another engagement, and I showed up, and Andrew said, Joe... Sorry, it's not going your night. It's between me and Josh. So I never asked, like, who, what happened?
Well, Josh picked Team Ripley. He was the only one of us that picked Ripley's team.
Good job, Josh.
So Josh had that going for him.
Okay.
I also had some random stuff that I got right.
Here. I share this. Here, Andrew.
To bring myself back up.
No? Okay. Let him finish.
I got in my own head again. I did the Andrew thing. Very I got in my own head. I was like, Kevin Owens is too obvious, so I went with Jeff Hardy.
Oh, right.
So I didn't get the 10 points. So Josh
had Kevin Owens.
Josh had Kevin Owens.
Right.
But then, like we said, when we announced the predictions in the Balor match, Josh picked Balor to win by DQ with outside interference. Taking away 4 points from his total, which allowed Joe to retain.
I'm sorry. This is still mine?
Yeah.
There is some problems.
You're looking for the word controversy.
Joe winning.
There's no problem.
I'm sad to say, Josh, there really isn't.
I'm sorry.
You fucked yourself.
Joe picked no tables breaking. I picked one table breaking. That table should have broken, which would have given me the win.
Hold on. But you're not because you're not saying it right anyway.
Yeah,
it's not tables. It's announced tables.
That's what I said.
You said table.
Announced tables.
They were like fucking six tables that broke tonight.
Announced tables.
Right.
The announcer's table.
But the announced table did not break.
The intent is 9/10 of the law. It should have broken.
We don't know what that means.
Josh, with the Balor thing screwed you. I told you it was going to screw you. And it did. Joe put 2 zeros on your scorecard, and they remained there.
They remained there, and I won by 3.
Yeah, he did.
I won by 3 with those 2 zeros. Yep. I circled his scorecard, giving me this title, keeping it here, retaining #, and still Josh Reese. That's the best you can do, Josh Reese. Andrew, come on, tell me you did better. Tell me you did better. 43? Okay, I'm going to just pretend like that didn't even happen. Andrew, good match. Another great match between Andrew and Joe. Andrew Taker and Ultimate Avenger. Hippity and Hoppity. Another classic. Andrew, I'll see you at the next takeover. Great match. Josh, you really think you can get this?
Since I've watched NXT, you have never sniffed this title, and you never will. You never will. Okay?
Josh, stick up for yourself.
I had it. I had it. I will once again have it.
Josh is like, I can't spell, and I would agree with you on that.
All right, Josh.
Here, spell champ, and I'll give you this title.
Have fun, buddy.
Haha, couldn't do it.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with